from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, we're here with a lot of mixed emotions. I don't know how many times we've said this, but we don't want to strike. But here we are. And, you know, what we're asking for is very basic. We are asking for us to have living wages in the region, average of competitive programs in the region. And what we're asking for is for our doctors to be able to afford to go to the hospitals in which they work and serve the community. We're asking for the administrators behind Larry Ross. You know, we get it. We understand the purpose of the shell company, but he's not the one who's making decisions. We're asking them, again, for the 25th time, come to the table, talk with us. What we're trying to do is the same thing, which is to make the training program here better, to make it more competitive, to attract doctors to live here so that we don't run into staffing issues, so that we can continue to serve the community here in Western New York.
And something like this to get to this point, what has it meant for, you know, patient care? I know that's big on your guys' list. Where are you guys with that, and what would you like to see done?
Listen, I can tell you right now from the research that we've done, in 10 years, we've trained 20 ENT doctors, none of which have stayed. In Rochester, that percent is something like 67%. They keep their doctors. And the difference isn't the quality of the training. It's the fact that we're not allowed to lay our roots here. We can't survive. And so this is, you can't have patient care when you don't have doctors. Training programs are supposed to be the recruitment engine for the hospital systems. You have 820 doctors that come to this region to train. And for them to be turned away, to be told that they're not deserving of a living wage, and then to tell them that they cannot come to the hospitals here that they serve, this should not be the discussion that we're having.
And these wages, I mean, with a family, how difficult is that?
I can tell you right now, my credit cards are maxed out. I don't have to. Anybody who has children know what it costs to raise children in this area. And $1,000 a week just doesn't cut it. Once you pay your rent, which is nearing $2,000 a month for a one bedroom or a studio, what are you left with? I mean, this is before you talk about utilities, insurance. Now they're deducting payroll for the health insurance that is high deductible. I mean, most of my colleagues, you know, I'm somewhat blessed that I was grandfathered into the legacy plan, which has no deductible. But for 2 years now, our insurance for all the new trainees that come to Buffalo, they're on a high deductible plan. For a family, that means $3,200 that you must meet out of pocket. With the wages that we have, with the loans that we have, with the hours that we serve, that you're telling them, you know what? Don't get sick. It's easy as that. Don't get sick. Because if you get sick, you can't come to this hospital. Because it will bankrupt you. It will destroy your family. That's what we're asking. For us to make living wages so that we can support our families, that we can start our families, people in their 20s and their 30s. That's all we want to do. We want to lay our roots here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.